is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
June 26, 2022. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's help keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Freedom Slips Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.com and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And this will really help us out and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and want to hear me on my show, you can call 518-906-1859 every Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you're on your computer, just go to freedomslips.com. And click on Studio B on Sundays, 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, and you can hear Dr. Johnny live on your computer. That's right. This is Dr. Johnny, and welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where we bring you the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. all the tyrannical strangleholds on the U.S. and the world by the deep state are one by one dropping away. Just this past week, Texas and Arizona has decertified the 2020 election and officially announced that the election was stolen. Around the world, there are international special forces destroying U.S.-owned bioweapons laboratories in over 40 countries like El Salvador, Indonesia, Philippines, Belarus, Moldova, just to name a few. These efforts will limit the deep state's ability to hold hostage the U.S. and other countries of the world at needlepoint, killing their citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, these are all major signs the White Hats are winning. In order to fully realize Victory Day, the fiat U.S. petrol dollar has to fall, and it's been falling, and has already started. That's already started financially these past few weeks. We see the biggest drop in the stock market since 1929, and what makes this time different compared to other scenarios since 1929 is, unlike other recessions, when bond prices usually rise, this time bond prices are also going down. And that's not all. That's also happened. That hadn't happened in over 50 years, and that's not all. Plus, you have all the cryptocurrency values dropping over 70%. For example, Bitcoin has fallen from its high of over $60,000 per coin, and now is barely hanging on to $20,000. So it's like lost three times its value, and it's going to keep falling, folks. I feel sorry for anybody that you know that has Bitcoin that you like. Bitcoin owners have now finally realized that the invisible controllers have a back door where they can steal that money and no one can do anything about it. Needless to say, crypto is beginning to lose its charm. For years, Dr. Johnny has said that cryptocurrency is a scam. We are also seeing a collapse of the EU, the European Union. Whether it's food or energy, Europe is feeling the squeeze. Then American News, you know, on their article, June 24, 2022, gave a breaking report that the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade and has declared Roe versus Wade unconstitutional. Did you think that would ever happen? Well, there's more dominoes falling, folks. The deep state's losing their stranglehold. Supreme Court on Wednesday released a ruling in the case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. They overturned Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortions at the federal level. At issue in the case was whether all restrictions to abortion prior to viability are unconstitutional or not. And I quote from one of the justices, the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey are overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion is returned to the people and their elected representatives. The decision reads, Justice Alito delivered the opinion as was expected based on the May leaked draft. This issue with Roe is on constitutional grounds, saying that the 1973 decision took away the rights of each state to make the determination for themselves. The decision, a draft which was leaked in late April, essentially overturns the landmark 1973 ruling Roe v. Wade that federally legalizes abortion nationwide. Now the decision on whether or not abortion is legal returns to the states. The decision reads, and I quote, the Constitution makes no express reference to a right to obtain an abortion, but several constitutional provisions have been offered as potential homes for an implicit constitutional right. Roe held that abortion right is part of a right to privacy that springs from the 1st, 4th, and 5th, and 9th, and 14th Amendments, C410 U.S. Code 152-153, the KC Court grounded its decision solely on the theory that the right to obtain an abortion is part of the liberty protected by the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause. Others have suggested that support can be found in the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause, but that theory is squarely foreclosed by the court's precedents, which established that a state's regulation of abortion is not a sex-based classification and is thus not subject to the heightened scrutiny that applies to such classifications. The court further examined whether the right to obtain an abortion is rooted in the nation's history and tradition and whether it is an essential component of ordered liberty. They found that the right to abortion is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and tradition. The underlying theory on which Casey rested, that the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause provides a substantive as well as a procedural protection for liberty, has long been controversial. In reverting the decision on the legality of abortion back to the states, the court writes, quote, "The nation's historical understanding of ordered liberty does not prevent the people's elected representatives from deciding how abortion should be regulated." That's what it's all about, folks. Dr. Johnny's just telling you, it on these kind of issues, it boils down to the states. The court also holds up the validity of a potential life, saying in their overturning Roe and Casey that attempts to justify abortion through appeals to a broader right to autonomy and to define one's conception of existence prove too much. This criteria at the higher level of generality could license fundamental rights to illicit drug use, prostitution, and the like. What sharply distinguishes the abortion right from the rights recognized in the cases on which Roe and Casey rely is something that both these decisions acknowledge. Abortion is different because it destroys what Roe termed potential life and what the law challenge in the case calls unborn human being. And I quote again, "None of the other decisions cited by Roe and Casey involved the critical moral question posed by abortion. Accordingly, these cases do not support the right to obtain an abortion, and the court's conclusion that the Constitution does not confer such a right does not determine them in any way." Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization tested a Mississippi law that banned most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Lower courts prevented the law from being enacted as it was directly contrary to the previous ruling in Planned Parenthood versus Casey that stopped states from banning abortion within the last 24 weeks of gestation. Several states have said that they would become sanctuary states for abortion access, California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Colorado among them. Many states already have abortion on demand, such as Oregon up into the third trimester. The Biden administration has promised to try and counteract any laws opposing abortion. Other states have enacted laws that drastically restrict abortion, such as Texas, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and others. The Centers for Disease Control report that there were 600,298 abortions. That's 600 and 29,898 abortions in the United States in 2019, but they rely on voluntary reporting data in California. Maryland and New Hampshire did not report their totals. This number is higher than the voluntary reported of 619,000 in 2018 and 612,000 in 2017. It's much higher than that. The Gomacher Institute complies its data by contracting every abortion provider in the country and uses health department data, and found that there are over 862,320 abortions in 2017. There are much more today, folks. That's more than a million abortions that have been going on since 2017. That's 862,000 just in 2017. That's still a conservative number. Neither of these numbers factor in the use of abortion pulls that were obtained outside of known health providers. Abortion activists and militants have issued statements that they would actively and violently protesting the ruling night the decision drops, calling for a night of rage. The homes of Supreme Court justices have been protested 24/7 by shouting gangs surrounding their homes, but the harassment is coming straight from the top to push high-tech companies to turn off opposing vocal views as well. The Biden administration is all part of this, and now behind the scenes planning documents disclosed by Senators Chuck Grassley and Josh Hawley contain shocking evidence of the real purpose of the Biden's Orwellian Disinformation Governance Board, which became known as the Biden's Ministry of Truth. The documents are part of a trove of documents given to the two senators by a whistleblower. Shockingly, the whistleblower files show that the board was conceived as a means for the Biden regime to push tech companies to censor speech. Two state attorney generals, Missouri's Eric Schmidt and Louisiana's Jeff Landry, are now seeking a preliminary injunction to stop Biden and his administration from colluding with social media giants such as Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to suppress free speech. They want to take more of your rights away to be open and honest. These latest moves and revelations go to the heart of the First Amendment, the constitutional right to exercise free speech without government interference. The right has been progressively undermined in this governance board, this truth committee, in particular since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, plandemic, scamdemic. But there's been little pushback until now. Like I said on last week's show, there are two scenarios emerging at the same time, folks. The Great Reset and the Great Awakening. According to Dr. Vernon Coleman, nothing has happened by accident. I love this guy. I've been following him for years. Finally, I wanted to report about some of the things he's been writing. He really brought out my understanding of the Tavistock Institute. He's a Brit. He's a doctor, and he's tired of the COVID scamdemic. According to Dr. Vernon Coleman, everything is planned, and today I wanted to bring you a view from across the pond in the UK to give you an idea of what they are going through. It parallels exactly what's happening to us in our North American continent. Nothing is happening by accident, according to Vernon Coleman. He's exactly right. He's a sharp medical doctor. Tells it like it is. Everything is planned over here and over there. To the innocent and the ignorant, it must seem as though we are in the middle of a perfect storm, an endless nightmare of chaos, confusion, bad luck, and disaster. First, there were claims of alleged pandemic, which inept mathematicians warned would ravish the world and kill millions, even though the British government's own expert advisors said in March of 2020 that COVID-19 was no more deadly than the ordinary flu. The British government's own expert advisors say is no worse than the ordinary flu. Naturally, the flu completely disappeared, thus providing that COVID was more, you know, rebranded, just a rebranded flu, the danger, you know, the boogeyman, that COVID, oh. Then insane global warming cultists invented ever scarier scenarios to encourage us to stop using fossil fuels. Everyone who's looked at the evidence knows that global warming is a childish pseudoscience. There is no global warming. It's a trick to control us, to scare us, to impoverish us by taxing us, by saying that you're contributing to carbon dioxide, you know, because you're so they're going to tax you for exhaling carbon dioxide and causing global warming. That's what they want to do. But to the ignorant and the naive and the stupid, it all seems so real. The politicians and the television tell us that we're at war, though we're not quite sure how or why we got involved. No politician spoke out when Russians invaded Ukraine last time. And then the politicians don't care about the bigger wars of Yemen and Syria. There's more people getting killed there than there were in Ukraine. The politicians and conspirators push Russia into a, you know, for them, a convenient war and quickly introduce sanctions, which will result in much of the world running out of fuel and food, which everyone agrees will kill hundreds of millions in Africa and Asia. That's all the sanctions did to Russia, folks. That's all the sanctions did when they pushed the sanctions on Russia, is they're keeping the rest of us, like in Asia and Africa, from getting their food shipments and energy shipments. Hundreds of millions will starve to death as a result of the actions by the Biden and Boris Johnson administrations. You have to be stuck in a cupboard not to know that fuel and food prices are higher than ever and going still higher. Food will be another 15% higher by the end of the summer, and still by Christmas, oil prices will continue to soar. Dr. Johnny got gas today. It's $4.50 a gallon here in Texas. That's high. And it's higher in other states. Oil prices will continue to soar because the mad cultists have stopped companies looking for more oil supplies. Refinery prices are soaring too. Next winter, most old people will have to choose between freezing to death or starving to death. Vernon Coleman lays it out like it really is. Oh, and then you have the food and fuel are bound to be rationed at some point. He's right. It's all happening at once. Two different scenarios all at once. The Great Reset and the Great Awakening. But could you see that coming? Now, could you? He asks. Well, not many people did. Not many people believed it. They were just like sheep and getting that jab and wearing that mask. And as he predicted, interest rates are going up in an attempt to catch up with inflation, which is also soaring. Savers are losing 10% of more than a year every year because of inflation. And if you had money saved up in the bank 2 years ago, then it's now worth around a third of that. I'm talking about British pounds right now because that's what they're going through. And it's essentially congruent with what we're going through. It's all the same playbook. This is how inflation destroys savings. You know, when gas prices go up and food prices go up, well, automatically your savings start dwindling. And homeowners will see their mortgage costs soaring. Thousands will lose their homes. Higher interest rates will result in thousands of small businesses going bust. Unemployment will soar. And then Great Britain's work 3 days a week, you know, and hospital consultants want to work from home. You know, these hospitals are, you know, are closing because they're laying nurses and doctors off. And then when you do go to the hospital, they put you on a respirator. Patients have to wait 8 hours for an ambulance and 12 hours to see a doctor. That's what's going on in the UK. It's about the same here. It's the same playbook. The National Health, NHS, you know, in the UK devotes more time and energy being woke than it does to looking for patients and helping patients. And then it's all the same playbook. And these doctors insist that more people died in 2020 than 2021 than any other years. And if you would just look at the government's own figures, you know that's not true. They're lying to you. Just like the CDC is lying to you right here in this country. Everything's a lie. Doctors, journalists, and lawyers protect their lives. No longer do we see patients face to face, but we're happy, you know, to see them through the computer screen. And that's just to make sure that the insurance will pay for the bill. If they can't find a way for insurance to pay the bill, they won't even talk to you. They won't even help you. Same thing there as it is here. Care homes have few staff members because the wise ones were fired for refusing to be poisoned with a toxic jab. Oh yeah, the ones that didn't get the jab, they were fired. Like many here in our country, it's the same playbook. So hospitals were overcrowded with frail and needy, and the waiting lists grow ever longer. Folks, you want to have a better health care system? Well, then talk to Dr. Johnny about becoming a master survivor. I'm telling you, you see what they're trying to do to you. They're trying to eliminate our numbers. It's called genocide. I'm sorry. That's exactly what it is. You'd have to be a fool to not see the truth of what's happening. These jabs are designed to cull and kill the population. And as it has it, all the others are in place with putting on the pressure on the people. Like Vernon Coleman says, in the UK, rail unions are on strike and airline workers might just as well be, because half the Britons planning on holiday abroad could stay at home and stare at chemtrails across the sky because they can't get a flight to where they want to go on holiday. So many flights were closed. And you see that across our country too. Many of our flights have been shut down. You can't always fly to exactly where you want to go. And if you do fly to where you want to go, you have to go indirectly. You can't get the direct flights like you used to. Conspirators long ago decided that we've had a rotten summer, and they plan exactly how to do it. So much for the promise of global warming. So there still are people who think this is just bad luck. It's all planned. Millions of other workers, edged by the lefty New World Order lunatics, are demanding industrial action as though industrial action will make things even better. So teachers, nurses, and doctors and other overprotected state employees are threatened strike action. So they're walking off. The strikes are doing exactly what the evil conspirators want them to do, so they're not available. They're helping us along into the Great Reset, and their actions will massively increase the number dying each year, because if more people are on strike, there's less people to help the needy. Conspirators will be rubbing their hands with glee as the strikes keep coming up and starting. The strikes will create more shortages of food and fuel. Prices will then go up, and strikers presumably went and want to be protected against the inflation and desperately and deliberately created by the conspirators, but they want to be protected at the expense of everyone else, particularly the weak and the poor and the frail and the elderly. And there are people who think that this is all just a big perfect storm of misfortune. There's still people out there that believe in the narrative. Can you imagine that? And I'm not talking about just one or two. I'm talking about more than half of the population in the world. They still believe that this is bad luck and the COVID and it's all a plan. The recession, as I've warned and Dr. Johnny's warned many months ago, is now moving inexorably toward a deep, dark financial depression. Make no mistake about it, it's going this way for years, and it's all deliberate. It's all planned. Just in Scotland, we get a little report that they're pushing through a bill to enable individuals to change their legal sex simply by saying they want to change their legal sex. That's all they got to do. Say, I want to change myself from being a man to a woman. So men will be allowed into women's, bathrooms and refuges and sport contests, and no huffing or puffing by women's groups will stop it at all. Because the left's got them all under control. The Scots have even rendered eunuchs as a registered gender. That's right. Yeah. If you get a sex operation and remove your gonads, and you're a man, you remove your gonads, you can, if you're in Scotland and you're a Scottish citizen, you can register as a eunuch. Oh, yeah. And spend gazillions offering the eunuchs plenty of gender-affirming medical care. You can get medical care paid by the taxpayer. I'm telling you, I can't make this stuff up, folks. I had to let you know. And thanks to the really crappy health care, Scotland is the lowest life expectancy in the Western world, and it appears to be in close competition with Wales to become the first Western country to be more like China than China. Bank of England is responsible for the nation's financial health, but like central banks everywhere else, says it doesn't understand what's happening and it's helpless to do anything about it. So massively overpaid buffoons, while wringing their hands, count their money and watch the tennis rally. Well, how come I predicted exactly what's happening, but overpaid bankers claim they saw nothing? Dr. Johnny's been predicting this. Vernon Coleman's been predicting this. And then we have motorists that are fined if they don't allow at least 5 feet of space when passing cyclists, even though this means that on most country roads, there isn't enough room. Let's face it, folks, roads in the UK are much thinner than they don't have bike zones. But now motorists can be fined in the UK if they don't allow at least 5 feet of space when passing cyclists. I don't even think there's 5 feet of space on a British back roads highway. I've been to Britain. Those roads are narrow. So this just provides more chaos. More drivers will lose their licenses because they then let cyclists pass by instead of rolling on the grass and let cyclists pass on the pavement. Then they get paid and they lose their license to drive. No reasonable, informed, or intelligent person can possibly think that the COVID jab is so relevant, useful, safe, and effective, necessary, or morally justifiable, but the U.S. and the FDA has given the go-ahead for mad doctors to give the COVID jab to infants as young as 6 months old. 6-month-old babies are going to be given a deadly and experimental killer jab that is already responsible for uncountable deaths and injuries among children and adults. Doctors were stupid enough to give the dangerous jabs have announced that they are puzzled by the number of sudden deaths among young people and healthy adults. How can anyone with a functioning brain tissue not realize that these jabs are killing people? They're all being paid off to do that, folks. It's all a plan. Meanwhile, the results from Pfizer's testing program are being released in bits as though they were results of television talent contest vote. Every release produces more scary information, which the mainstream media continues to ignore because it's inconvenient, the inconvenient truth. We're told that COVID-19 is coming back. Oh, it's coming back, the boogeyman. There'll be more jabs for the autumn, even though we know that the jabs don't stop getting COVID and don't stop you spreading it. Even if you get it, scientists are working on new vaccines, which will spread through the air like flu virus, so that everyone will be vaccinated against everything, whether they like it or not. The dangerous PCR test is still being used in hospitals and at airports by people who pretend they think it means something. Tossing a coin in the air would give you a more useful result if it's helping. Millions, including policemen and hospital workers, are routinely wearing masks, which are ruining their health, which will eventually kill them. I listen, Dr. Johnny's really against the masks. I don't want anybody to suffer from hypoxia. That's not getting enough oxygen and getting too much carbon dioxide back into your system. That's hypoxia when you wear a mask. It's dangerous for your health. The mainstream media lies about anything and everything, because these days journalists are paid to lie to protect the conspirators. Then we have the BBC, which, like the Guardian, has financial arrangements with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and suppresses the truth, and anyone who questions vaccinations is automatically banned from all their programs. And it seems to me to train its journalists to lobby and campaign rather than to report the news. The BBC is now, in Dr. Coleman's view, surely the most prejudiced, potentially organized organization in the world, and expect gullible members of the public to pay them an annual license fee. Yeah, they pay the BBC a fee. It's part of their tax in Great Britain. In the UK, government spending is higher than ever. It's ever been before. The number of people paid as civil servants has gone up by a quarter since 2016, and thousands of them receive bonuses even though they haven't actually done any work for years, because they've been allowed to just sit at home. Britain is rapidly going bust. That's Britain in the summer of 2022. Now, does that sound like America right now? It's the same playbook. Anyone who thinks that what is happening is accidental is out of their gourd. Everything that's happening right now was predicted and planned, and everything that's happening is all going according to plan. The conspirators have sped up life to keep the world citizen constantly on edge and in desperation for relief. And that's the beginning of the Great Reset, and or as it is the Great Awakening. They're both happening at the same time. It is what the new normal looks like, because our old world is no longer here, folks. The globalists are helping that effort all along the way. Our government certainly played its part, because we can't have the Great Awakening unless we get rid of the old world and the old financial system and the old medical system. And they're slowly, slowly digging their graves. But it's speeding up, believe me. Dr. Jane Ruby says the U.S. laws are all secretly changed to enable mass genocide. Since 2020, we've all been tearing our hair out wondering how this PSYOP and information operation known as the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccine rollout has been pulled off on such a global scale. A picture is emerging of a government-run domestic bioterrorist program of chemical and biological weapons funded by the U.S. taxpayer, authorized by Congress and the U.S. presidents, and administrated through the Department of Health and Human Services, the Food and Drug Administration, the Centers for Disease Control, the National Institutes of Health, the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Justice, just speaking from the American side of things. Now Dr. Jane Ruby says, I believe we finally know how all these horrific things are happening without any insight and without any government stopping the death and destruction from these bioweapon shots. Dr. Jane is talking about the work of legal analyst and super sleuth Catherine, that the slow kill of American laws and the U.S. Constitution that is legalizing tyranny, genetic damage, and the takeover of America under the guise of public health. Watt started looking at the legal architecture and supported the COVID that supported the COVID-19 pandemic hoax and how it fit with the highly coordinated pandemic story told by governments worldwide and how it relates to the World Health Organization's international health regulations of 2005. It was started from way back. Ever since 9/11, folks, they were planning this, and they really went into high gear in 2005. Dr. Jane says, and what she found is, in my opinion, stunning. She said, and I quote, a whole lot of things that were once federal and state crimes and civil rights violations have been legalized by Congress through legislative statutory revisions to the United States Code that were signed by multiple U.S. presidents and implemented by the administrative regulatory level of the Department of Health and Human Services. This was all done through the Code of Federal Regulations. Essentially, Dr. Ruby says, what I believe she's saying is our government slowly and deceptively changed our laws to enable the various federal agencies to commit domestic bioterrorism here in the United States and crimes on humanity worldwide. I gave you a snapshot of what was going on in England by Dr. Vernon Coleman. It's the same thing happening here and other countries, Australia, Canada, South America, Europe, Asia, it's all the same playbook. The stealth, incremental dismantling of the protections of our rights throughout the 20th century is something with which I and others have been commenting on for years. For example, the passage of the 2013 Smith-Moot Modernization Act repealed the propaganda ban in the original 1948 Smith-Moot Act, which enabled relentless fake news sabotage of the Trump presidency and the media juggernaut of the COVID-19 hoax and vaccine rollout. Biotech analyst and former Pfizer employee Karen Kingston has pointed out how informed consent was waived in Section 3024 of President Obama's 2016 21st Century CARES Act. Watt has gone way further in her subject post on the American Domestic Bioterrorism Program, building the case to prosecute members of Congress, presidents, HHS, that's Health and Human Services secretaries, and federal judges for treason under Section 18, U.S. Code 2381. Most of the worst laws have been passed since 2000. Like I said, it all started in 2000, since 9/11. Just before 9/11 and the U.S. Department of Defense false flag anthrax attacks. They are listed below with links, and I went over the and took notes in the full text of each law and a short summary. And it's an overall scheme, folks. Dr. Johnny studied it. It's an overall scheme planned way back in 1999 and 2000, and it went into high gear after 9/11 and 2005 to eliminate all these laws that give us and take away our rights. Basic goal of the architects, which has been achieved, was set up legal conditions in which all government power in the United States could be automatically transferred from the citizens and the three constitutional branches into the two hands of the Health and Human Services Secretary, effective at the moment the Health and Human Services Secretary himself declared a public health emergency. Then all power came into his hands, and legally transferring free citizens into enslaved subjects. Then the HHS Secretary had all the power once he declared we had a health emergency. That happened January 31st of 2020, in effect as of January 27th, 2020, through to the present day. In other words, Congress and U.S. presidents in the past legalized and funded the overthrow of the U.S. Constitution, the U.S. government, and the American people through a massive domestic bioterrorism program relabeled as a public health program conducted by the Health and Human Services Secretary on behalf of the World Health Organization and its financial backers. Also, the FDA is not pulling the EUA, the emergency use authorization products, from the market or stopping the vaccination campaign because the Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra and the FDA Commissioner Robert Califf are running the United States government's bioterrorist program jointly with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, the Department of Justice Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alexandro Mayorkas, and Pfizer CEO Albert Bollera, and Moderna CEO Stephanie Bancal, and World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. I can't even say his name. I don't even like the guy. Dr. Jane notes President Trump's September 19th executive order coalesced all these federal agencies that gave them the power, whatever people think of him. What that executive order did was a worldwide RICO-like operation. The remedies for this horrific situation include repealing each and every law. Watt cites among the symmetrically enacted in her blog. And I know why that all is, because they're arresting everybody. It's all part of taking the old system down. Then we got Tory Maras, who has suggested retroactively impeaching Obama and delete all his legislation, including the Affordable Cares Act and all of its surveillance languages. I think that's a great idea, retroactively impeaching all Obama's legislation. Watts has even discussed a temporary session of states in order for them to shield themselves from the tyranny of this genocide, treasonous globalist laws. It seems imminent that a Western financial crash will happen, no matter how hard you try to avoid reality. It eventually catches up with you. This is the lesson the privately owned Western central banks are now learning as their fiat money hallucination crashes the world. All this is crashing, folks. It's all coming to a head, whether it's the healthcare stuff, whether it's the banks, whether it's the insurance is across the board collapse right now of the financial markets, and it's seen recently with all the what's happening. The stock market's like a yo-yo. It's a system collapse. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down 11 out of the past 12 weeks, something that's never happened before. The closest was in the Great Crash in 1929 when it fell 10 out of 11 weeks. Normally when stocks fall, bonds rise as people rush to safety. However, U.S. Treasuries are having their biggest collapse since Nixon took the U.S. dollar off the gold standard in the early 1970s. Cryptocurrency markets, for their part, are down two-thirds from the peak that they had, you know, that it's all evaporated. Almost $2 trillion in imaginary money is all evaporated. The consensus among top financial industry veterans is that stocks are going to fall 90% before this all ends. So whether you got the medical people, whether you got the people watching how the government did, you got everybody reporting what's really happening, and it's all grim, and it's all falling, and, you know, it just shows, you know, it's like for them, the globalists think they're going to have their great reset, but actually their old world's falling so we can bring this new great awakening into place. We can't have the great awakening when the old system is present. We have to have it all crash first. So back in June 20th, a couple days ago, all financial markets in the U.S. were closed supposedly for Juneteenth holiday. That was on Monday, June 20th. However, since the summer solstice, June 21st, the key date for satanic sacrifices, they are going to use this as an excuse to shut banks and steal people's savings. And that's what they've been doing, folks. They've been taking their pension funds. The sources note the fall in the crypto has been much faster than the rest of the market because Bitcoin and its close associates are being destroyed so that the Fed and its Khazaria Mafia central bank allies can create their own digital currency. We always knew the Khazaria Mafia cabal had a back door into Bitcoin and ultimately controlling it. And so there, it was all created by the Pentagon, my source says. They, of course, you know, is the small inbred satanic worshiping family group that owns the Western central banks, the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, and 90% of all the transnational corporations. This disguise is under, you know, their control. They think they control it, but now that everybody's losing all their money, what are they going to do? However, you can confirm that Vanguard, BlackRock, plus State Street and bank control, you know, 40% of the U.S. stocks is all evaporated. If you look at who owns them, you'll find the usual Rockefeller Rothschild suspects. They, in turn, are now slaves to their own artificial intelligence system that controls 70% of the stock trades. That's what runs our stock market, folks, is all these AI intelligence computers. It's not run by real market. It's run by computers. This group is now in the process of buying all the houses and real estate because that's the only thing they can sink their money into that won't lose too much value. Right now, all their funny money is going up the tubes and evaporated into thin air. Unfortunately, for all these usual suspects, Rothschilds and Rothschilds, for them, and fortunately for us, they are now learning that this ancient Shinto tale of the Black Dragon, according to the tale, if you invoke the Black Dragon, you will be able to see weakness in others and exploit them for your own benefit. But eventually, you will accumulate, you know, and you will accumulate great wealth. But eventually, you know, there's a fatal flaw in that tale. The fatal flaw, because once you have this power, you will have no friends and you will be doomed as the result. That's in the Black Dragon tail. They gain all the power, control all the people, take all the money, but then they don't have any friends, and then all of a sudden they just start losing. And that's exactly what's going to happen to the Great Reset. They're going to fall like a pebble in the ocean, and they're going to fall hard, and they're going to fall deep. This tiny group of people use their money to buy politicians, doctors, Freemasons, judges, generals, and thought they were beyond any form of justice or punishment. Now, though, what is happening is they have accumulated so much wealth and power that the vast majority of people will not be affected when their financial hallucination ends. In other words, the collapse of the markets will mainly affect the 0.01% who own them. Us regular Americans, you and me, that live from paycheck to paycheck, we will survive because we can barter with our friends and help our friends out and get along, but all their funny money is going to just disappear in the thin air. As their financial control grid implodes, their own people are in revolt while international alliance closes in on them. Believe me, the white hats are hot on their trail, closing down these biolabs all over the world in over 40 countries. Those biolabs are being closed, so they won't ever be able to do that jab again. Because they're in mafia with their puppet leader, you know, who attacked, you know, in Venezuela, shows he will avail this fake, you know, politicians. You know, first to fall will be Europe. You know, so Venezuela is the only one that says he'll provide some oil, but he doesn't have as much as they need. They need it everywhere. So the first of all will be Europe, and the Russians and others have cut off their gas and oil supply. No one wants to accept their nothing backed fiat money as payment for real goods. And I'll give you more of those gory details as we return after these messages.
Secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Are you interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's Ivan Baker. Welcome to the Crypt.
You going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
You are listening to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm your host, Dr. Johnny. I was telling you a little bit about what's going on and how the old system is falling, folks. You know, last week, Italy and Slovenia reported receiving less than half of the usual volumes of gas from Russia. They're all being cut off. France has no gas since June 15th. Poland, Bulgaria, Finland, Denmark, and Netherlands have already had their Russian gas deliveries suspended. Germany is also facing a cutoff soon, Russian FSB sources say. So they're all being cut off. Europeans cannot find gas elsewhere. Algeria, for example, is also cut off. Half the gas supply it sends to Europe via a pipeline. The fake Biden administration has promised Europeans they would replace Russian gas, but their main gas export terminal has been blown up and will not resume full operations before year's end. The squeeze is also being put on oil at the source, the oil the Europeans have been stealing from Libya ever since the murder of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011 has been cut off. Also, Ukraine's largest oil refinery has been destroyed, cut off another major source of European oil. No wonder German MP Stefan Kopf says EU sanctions and embargo hurt Germany, not Russia. That's right. In these circumstances, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, French President Emmanuel Macron, Italian Minister Mario Draghi, and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Romanian President Klaus Iohannis went to Ukraine last week to meet President Volodymyr Zelensky. The reason they went is they were trying to figure out how to obtain their last amount of stolen money, they all know it's game over for them. The fake Biden regime is also doomed. That may be why the Biden avatar, who's got blue eyes, by the way, that's Arthur Johnson, a blue-eyed actor playing Biden. He says, you know, he fell off his stationary bike, you know, and they use that as an excuse for him quitting, you know, because of a head injury. But that still remains to be seen. They've changed their playbook about 50 times in the last week. They don't know what to do. The real reason, of course, is his regime is being cut off from global energy markets. They are now burning through the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve at such a pace, it will all be used up by the end of the year at this rate, before the end of the year, before Christmas. No regime can survive such a shock, and the social order is already collapsing. Michael Snyder says shoplifting has essentially become a national pastime, especially in those northern cities. Oh my God. It's open-air drug markets. Drug dealers freely operate under the noses of indifferent authorities, and addicts pull down their pants and take a dump whenever they want, roll up their sleeve and take an injection wherever they want. Nobody's stopping them. Thanks to no record levels of illegal immigration, gang membership is absolutely exploding, and human trafficking has reached truly frightening levels. So the drugs and trafficking and illegal immigrants are just pouring in. The Russians have their new and improved Putin avatar, Read the Riot Act, to the Western elites this last week. In a fiery speech, Putin said such things as international institutions are collapsing and security guarantees are being devalued. It's all turned out to be simply impossible to reach any new agreements with the West, he says. The European Union has completely lost its political sovereignty. Detachment from reality will lead to a rotation of elites in the near future, he says. This is why the real power in Russia, Foreign Ministry Sergei Lavrov says, contacts with Europe are absent from Russians' priorities. They don't want to keep in touch at all. They won't talk to Biden. They won't talk to Europe because they're all a bunch of sideshows. It's a carny show. China's working with Russia to push the international order and global governance toward a more just and reasonable direction, Chinese President Xi Jinping said. This is why Putin says the era of unipolar world order is at an end. It's now multipolar world. Facing a paradigm collapse, many still brainwashed members of the soon-to-be former Western ruling class are suffering from severe cognitive dissonance. This is why Western reporters are simply gone nuts, Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said. They have gone nuts. Nobody's believing their lies anymore. It's one lie after another. You can't make this stuff up. Let there be no doubt, war has been declared on the Western elite by Russia and, to a lesser extent, China. If you are at war against Russia, negotiations usually look like an unconditional surrender, American military analyst Scott Ritter says. International boycott of the West has been accompanied by international special forces raids on U.S. biolabs all over the world. In over 40 countries, U.S. biolabs in Bangladesh, the Congo, Nigeria, Nicaragua, Egypt, Ethiopia, Georgia, Ghana, Haiti, India, Indonesia, the Ukraine, and Kenya, and elsewhere are being raided to root out U.S. biowar activity, my sources say, that are close to special forces. If you look at who is funding these activities, you'll find the criminals who are actively trying to kill 90% of humanity. That's who's funding those laboratories. There's over 300 something of them. And they're taking all those labs out. Special forces and an international consortium of special forces, whether it's Russian special forces, whether it's Ukraine special forces, whether it's European Interpol special forces, Swiss, they're all wanting to take down these labs. The funding sources of these labs include the U.S. National Institutes of Health, the World Bank, and that, you know, and one of them, the Bias, you know, L3 Biolab in Ethiopia, the U.S. Navy Medical Research, the Gates Foundation, the CDC, and the Clinton Foundation have all funded these biolabs all over the world. Also, the main country funding the U.S. National Institutes of Health Nigeria labs is Canada. For anyone wondering what the Trudeau has been up to, he helped fund that lab in Nigeria that's making these bioweapons, the kill shot. Of course, these criminals are literally fighting for their lives and will not go quietly in the night. They're cornered rats. In China, the Communist Party uses its vast COVID surveillance infrastructure system. They're doubling down to stifle protests by turning people's health QR codes red. That's right on their phone. So when they're red, all of a sudden they can be arrested and locked up as soon as they locate that person in the West, because their mafia bosses are still desperately pumping out disease fear porn in an attempt to install similar control mechanisms in their own countries. They've been rehearsing and game planning this for years. For example, in November, 2021, Bill Gates warned of a bioterrorism threat in 10 airports in 10 countries. Then on May 19, 2020, we see news reports of monkeypox in 10 countries. 10, 10, 10. In a sign of how insane the current regime has become, this monkeypox outbreak prompted the CDC to advise people to masturbate together at a distance of at least 6 feet apart without touching each other. I can't make this stuff up, folks. This is from the CDC guidelines. Instead of having sex, you gotta be 6 feet apart and masturbate. There are some so-called leaders of the West who are behind this insanity. In Canada, Trudeau prompted former top bureaucrat Paul Teller to warn Trudeau's control freakdom of an office in the process of destroying the public service, and the word destroying is not too strong, he said. Using the word destroying is not too strong. In Australia, former Australian Prime Minister John Howard placed a 90-year suppression order in naming pedophile judges and one former prime minister. These nutcases are trying to provoke World War III as well. The latest was a move by the Baltic EU NATO member Lithuanian to ban rail transit goods going to Russia, Russia's far western enclave of Kaliningrad, and similar ban by Poland that caused Germany to start World War II. We're also seeing ongoing attempts by these goons to attack journalists. For example, three attempts have been made on the life of Gordon Duff. He's from Veterans Today in the past few weeks. He's a good guy. He reports to Veterans Today. He's been attacked just because he's reporting these things. There may well be an attempt to, get Dr. Johnny these days for just talking about this stuff. I hope not. I'm staying in my little cubbyhole here and working with my patients. So who knows what's going to happen next these days? It appears that Duff went off the reservation by reporting too much truth about the Ukraine, etc., and he was attacked. And then there's other passengers, like when they tried to kill him from a car crash, he survived the car crash. But his passengers, they got broken legs and everything. And I'm telling you, They won't stop. They don't want the truth to come out. That's what the whole this governance board, this truth committee wants to do. They want to limit how much you can say on all social media. We confirm that renditions have begun in Japan, and many deep state operatives in Japan are being taken down by the U.S. military base, you know, in Guam. So white hat operations are ongoing everywhere, and the criminals from Japan, they're taken down to Guam for military tribunals there. And speaking about military, U.S. military bases, we once again conclude, you know, that the Dulce base in New Mexico is no longer under deep state control. It's under white hat control. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, the show that brings you proven health solutions backed by laboratory science with over 40 years of compiled research. When you just look at the way the world is today, don't you think it's better to get a different way of health than to go to your local doctor? You know, they're just being paid to do what they're told. Dr. Johnny will continue to bring you the Unlimited Health series. And as usual, I will bring you the facts, data, and statistics about our world and the history and the science behind the most effective health solutions that you're not hearing about. That's what the Master Survivor Program is all about, folks. You can find it right on themastersurvivor.com for less than $500. You can get total natural health, be free of disease, not get sick, for less than $500. That's how that's starting off with the master. And what it starts with is that hair tissue mineral analysis, $226. That's all it takes to get started with Dr. Johnny. And once I have your hair, I can do the numbers, show you your chemistry, and then provide you a roadmap for your recovery. Because I can't do it without that chemistry. And I'm just telling you, that's what it takes. I have to see the chemistry. So many people will call me up and they want to talk. I said, look, I can only talk to my patients because, you know, I already know their chemistry. I can't talk to you because I don't know your chemistry. I mean, I can talk to you, but it won't do you a bit of good because unless I know your chemistry, I can't help you out at all. But I'm always bringing you innovative technologies. One of them is the Magic Magnetic Massage. This is incredible. Some of the early results that some of my patients have experienced from the Magic Massage. It's magnetic. This technology is used, and it's an experiment. It's an experimental product, but it is a very effective product, and I'm so happy to promote this product. It's based on hidden research that's been done on magnetics and vibration. This unit itself uses gentle vibration for massage. It releases pain and speeds healing of sore tissues, helps you sleep, and it got rid of my ear infection. It got rid of my problem with my tooth infection, those hard to get places. It relieves all that. They arrived with this design by doing experimental use using different existing devices and technology and magnetics that's all, you know, hasn't been brought out until now. To be clear, it's not a mainstream product. It produces vortex energy pattern. It produces a torus feel that is not available from any other product on the market. You may have heard of the torus feel when watching the movie Thrive, where the host Foster Gamble talks about the all-life force energy that comes from the torus pattern. Well, the researchers and technicians have combined these magnetics with vibration to create this torus pattern and combine the best of the technology. And we've added our improvements and improvisations to maximize the efficacy and safety of use. It is safe. In a nutshell, it's a massage device that relieves pain, helps you sleep, but so many other things can be cleared up by using this device. For Dr. Johnny, like I said, I repaired my inner ear, my tooth infection, and once and for all, you know, while using it, also during my sessions, I got out of my body several times, and I'm certain that it's healed my pineal gland from being calcified. I've never been able to find any other therapy or product or anything to heal my pineal gland. And, of course, when you heal your pineal gland, your dreams are more lucid. You are able to experience more depth in your meditations and prayer. And this is the first time I could ever get all these areas healed by using this magnetic magic massage device. Right now, they're in the second phase of experimentation. The first phase was for safety, and I do consider this device and product to be safe. However, it is experimental. Furthermore, please understand that we have had no adverse effects with the use of this device, as you know, used as directed by Dr. Johnny. You know, if you get one, let me know. I'll direct you how to use it. It's got instructions that come with it, of course. It is, however, very important that anyone using this technology read and understand about detox and understand the directions it gives and how to avoid detoxification discomfort by using adequate hydration and making sure your bowel movements are regular, and the detox therapies to move through any possible release of toxins that you may get from using this body, this device on your body, and let that happen quickly and painlessly. As you'll notice, the one published magnetic research that you can find, all the published magnetic research that you can find, are the results of one pull of stationary magnets. That's it. Ours using spinning of both patterns of positive and negative poles, and the added vibration that creates this vortex field, and is available only today through Dr. Johnny. And I just want you to know that there's no other product like this. For the first time I used this technology, I intuitively knew the energy was vortexing, and it created a torus field and pattern. And that's what healed me, and I began to research on the way to visually see the pattern of energy and movement emitting from the device, and I feel this universal pattern of energy emission is one of the reasons why the testimonials we're getting from the practitioners and the clients are so profound. We are currently in the process of doing research and evaluation of this technology, and the results will be posted. Early results are stunning. Preliminary results are now showing that major improvements in, before, and after the use and second use of this product. Dr. Johnny is one of the first doctors that started working with this product, and now I'm one of the doctors that is promoting this product, and at this time I'm not publicly revealing the name of this product or the company. It's not cheap, folks. This is like $1,200, okay? But it's worth every penny of it. And the one who handles this product, she's been hounded by the FDA, by the medical board. They can't really get her on anything because she's not breaking any laws. But yet, she's screening everybody that calls her. So if you tell her Dr. Johnny sent you, then she'll be, you know, she'll talk to you and tell you all about it, but she's cautious. I don't blame her. Dr. Johnny's been attacked over the years. It's the story of my life. So I understand what attacks are like. It's the story of my life. It's been going on for decades, 40 years. So I'm here to protect her. I'm not going to give you her name. But if you want a chance to buy this amazing device, just send me a note on the contact form of my website. Just go to themastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivor.com. That's T-H-E, mastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivor.com. And just click on the consultation tab, the blue consultation tab on the top right-hand corner. Write me a note and ask for the magnetic magic massage. And I will get back to you and give you the name and contact phone number. I might even give you the website if you're nice. But because of harassment, I'm just here to protect her. And just know that Dr. Johnny, if you talk to her and I give you her phone number, just tell her that Dr. Johnny sent you, and then that way she'll help you out. Because if you're one of my listeners, then I don't mind giving you her information. So folks, remember, do things that don't harm you. So when we talk about frequency and vibration and devices and everything, if you got a microwave oven, I'm just going to start saying on every show, just get rid of your microwave oven, all right? Give it to somebody. Sell it to somebody. I don't care. Just get it out of your house. That's bad frequency. So I'll also tell you more about, you know, I was looking at an article from the Organic Insider. You know, it's like he looks at the GMO industry and, you know, that's genetically modified organisms, you know, crops and everything. How it's funded, how it's propped up, you know, how it's defended by the tech and chemical industries. They're all protected, folks, whether it's agriculture, whether it's medical, whether it's the banking, you know, they're all protected. So, and including the agriculture. So Dr. Johnny's all about getting the right food. And I was astounded to see how, and you know, they're trying to destroy our food processors and especially the animal products. They don't want you getting the protein, folks. See, when you don't get enough protein, you don't think good. You know, you don't have the brain power. It's just that simple. Because protein provides the ability to make, you know, rational decisions and make that brain chemistry work. Well, they're trying to take away your protein. And one of the ways they're doing that is they're destroying these processing plants, whether it's for poultry or dairy or fish or, you know. Now they want to do this cultured meat. And precision fermentation and, you know, cellular-based genetically edited foods. I can't make this stuff up. The lies behind lab-cultured fake meat. I want to bring you a brief by Dr. Joseph Marcola. I like his stuff. He's been around for many, many years. He's always done good work. But he did a deep dive into what's behind the cultured fake meat. It's to destroy our ability to eat real protein, okay? They want us to eat their lab-created protein, so they get us all genetically modified as well. That's their goal. If they can't kill you, they want to change your genes so you can't think right, you don't have your body, your mind, and your health under your control. So when you're not thinking right, you don't have your body, your mind, and your health under your control. That's the whole point of the Master Survivor Program, is to have your body, your mind, and your health under your control. If you're tired of the mainstream medicine, you're tired of all the mainstream chaos, and you want your body, your mind, and your health under your control, then just go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, and click on the Master Survivor Program. And start with a hair tissue mineral analysis. But I'm telling you, you know, this GMO industry, which is funded and propped up and defended by the tech and chemical industries and the big banks, is now seeking to replace beef, poultry, dairy, and fish with synthetic biology, cultured meat, precision fermentation, and cellular-based genetically edited foods They grow that meat in a test tube and grow it in bulk. It's not even real meat. They want to transition us into cultured meat made from animal cells or genetically modified cells grown in a petri dish. As the Great Reset's goal for global food industry, their aim is to control populations by creating dependence on private companies that control the food supply. The EAT Forum, confounded by the Wellcome Trust, has developed what they call Planetary Diet Health, or Planetary Health Diet. I can't make this stuff up. Designed to be applied to the global population. They're getting billions of money pumped into this. It entails cutting meat and dairy intake by 90% and replacing it largely with foods made in laboratories. Not only the meat, but cereals and the oil. I'm telling you, folks, if you want to get sick, start eating their fake meat and their fake cereals and their fake oil. Their frankencorn and their frankenwheat. Cultured meat, which is cell-based wheat, is produced from animal tissue cells that are grown in fetal bovine serum made from blood of cow fetuses. So they're taking the fetuses. Of course, that fetus never grows up because they destroy it because they want the blood from the fetus. So not only are they aborting cows and getting those fetuses, but they're destroying those fetuses, and we have less calves growing up. That's a fact, folks. I'm not making this stuff up. This is what they want to do. So they want to eliminate cattle industry altogether. So cultured beef relies on the slaughter of both cows and unborn calves, which are drained of their blood while still alive. Now, does this sound satanic to you? I'm just here to ask you, I'll repeat that statement from Dr. Marcola's report. So cultured beef relies on the slaughter of both cows and unborn calves, which are drained of their blood while still alive. And all that blood is used to make this lab form meat. Now, does this sound like a satanic practice, killing unborn and draining blood? This sounds like the pedophiles draining for adrenochrome. And yes, that adrenochrome is drained. They're getting that as well. Plant-based meat alternatives contain no animal fats, only industry seed oils, which are loaded with lanolinic acid. That's not what we want, folks. We don't want that kind of fat. Corn oil and Crisco and lanolinic oils like that is bad for your health. It's not natural. We want, the animal fat. Excessive consumption of lanolinic oil in modern diet is already one of the key drivers of chronic disease, and plant-based meat substitutes will only worsen the situation, according to Dr. Marcola. He's sharp. He knows what he's talking about. You see what's happening? Unless you become a master survivor, you will become a victim of big pharma, big agriculture, the degenerative life of suffering and misery. You'll become part of the zombie apocalypse. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let anyone steal your future, your health, your happiness, or your peace of mind. You have the power right in your hands to do anything you've ever wanted to do. It's time for all of us to build a brighter future by becoming the master survivors. The master survivors, my patients, we aren't worried about the future. We see a wonderful future ahead. We see this old system falling so we can launch our new system, but it doesn't matter how slow or how fast they do that. As a master survivor, you have your health and your body and your mind under your control. All the darkness of the world cannot put a light to a single candle, put out the light of a single candle of each master survivor. All the darkness of the world cannot put out the light of a single candle of a master survivor. Becoming a master survivor keeps that candle bright. Even in the winds of tyranny, nothing can stop the master survivors from staking out their claim on life of health, freedom, and happiness right now, here, and now, today. There's no reason to suffer. You go on my website, the first thing you see on TheMasterSurvivor.com, go to TheMasterSurvivor.com, you'll see no one has to suffer. Period. That's my tagline. Our lives have been bombarded by advertising media wanting to sell us a product just like that lab-grown meat. They're having a hard sell on that one. Nobody likes it. It tastes like crap because it is crap. It's chemical poison, and it tastes that way. They're trying to push it. They're trying to put all those flavorings in there. They're trying to do those things that will change your mind and change your taste buds in order to accept it. Because once you're genetically modified, you yourself, once you're genetically modified, then only thing you'll want is their lab-created food. But if you stay a real human being, like God designed us to be, you're going to taste the difference. You're going to know when something is genetically modified, when it's not. I mean, when I buy organic celery to juice, it tastes good. But after eating organic celery, you know, the juice, and one day I bought just a pack because I said, well, I got to get some celery. And it wasn't organic. It had a bitter taste. I could taste the difference. See, once I got away from the GMO stuff, once I got away from the stuff that's been sprayed, once I started eating organic, I could taste the difference. I could taste that bitter aftertaste. They really push all their products hard. They think everyone can relate, you know, to what they're doing because they want you to become so controlled and so hypnotized. And they want you to be their victim. From cradle to the grave, they'll pick your pocket all the way through. And all the way through, they're going to take your health down. And you will have an early death following their way to eat, following their medical system, following their way of banking, following their way of living. You will have an early death if you follow everything by the mainstream. But if you want to be free of the constraints of the tyranny, then maybe you should decide to become a master survivor and get your life and your body and your mind under your control. So I'm telling you, folks, most of these new flavors that make that product taste so much better are artificial. Regrettably, you know, when it's talking about that new spearmint flavor, it's not real spearmint like what your grandmother used that she picked from her backyard. As a master survivor, I don't think my body wants more chemicals. It wants wholesome meals and nutrition. I know and feel better when I eat food that's free of chemicals. Maybe that's why I have so many good memories of growing up visiting my grandmother, because everything on that table was from her garden. She'd send me out, and I'd pick stuff from the garden. And my mother, my grandmother, you know, her mother would just fix it up. It was all free of chemicals. She did the garden just the way her daddy taught her to do it, just the way they were taught to do it before. Today, they would call her garden organic. Well, folks, I've got solutions for you. If you're tired of the tyranny, you're tired of the bad food, You're tired of having headaches. You're tired of not sleeping. You're tired of having arthritis that's killing you. I just want you to know, I am Johnny Delirious, Master Survivor and the Liver Health Expert. Dr. Johnny is here to tell you there is a solution. I'm not trying to win any popularity contest. I don't care if anybody likes me or not. I don't care about the numbers. I just care about each one of my patients doing very well and having happiness and health and, you know, tranquility in their life. The key is not to burden the liver with all those toxins, to keep it balanced and healthy. Long ago, they called it the liver because it helps you live. In our modern times, the appreciation for this most important organ, it is the most important organ, and its simple maintenance is to be healthy, it's all been lost. But I've rediscovered it and made it part of the Master Survivor program. And this simple maintenance of how to keep the liver safe, you know, and healthy is so simple to do once a month. You know, even in my lowest ebb, it was the one thing, that one thing that was going to kill me. Those articles are for the fighters who are serious about good health and good liver health in the tough times. The doctors told me I had to have a liver transplant years ago. But I refused the transplant. Most of you know my story. And the key is the liver. Much of our society today has been taught not to think on their own. Recently, a prepper told me, I was at an expo. He said, I heard the expression, they're dumbing us down, that guy said to me. He said, they don't want us to think on our own. They are dumbing us down. Ironically, that really got me pondering from years and years ago. One good reason I found that convinces me that it's true that they're dumbing us down was I remembered a primary school book that my grandmother showed me when I was very young. It was from the 1920s when my mother went to elementary school. It was called the 3 R's, reading, writing, arithmetic. She said I was the right age to start learning from that book, and I couldn't believe how difficult it was. The sentence structure and concepts and many of the things, no pictures, you know. I couldn't believe how difficult it was, you know. But my prepper friend was right. They've been dumbing us down for years and years and years and just generations. And I'm telling you, I was so dumbed down that, you know, by the time I got out of high school and started college, I started smoking funny tobacco and doing all those rebellious things in the 60s because nothing made sense to me anymore. I didn't want to be drafted. So, as a thinker, I dabbled in just about every subject and lifestyle. And, you know, I looked at the history, and I learned that survival was the key. But I totally went straight of all chemicals, you know, drugs, and I didn't really have a drug or drinking problem. I did have a coke problem. But in 1991, I went totally straight, March of 1991. So no more drinking or drugs for Johnny. But then when I went to the doctors, they gave me the death sentence in 1992. They wanted to take my liver, but I walked away and studied my own way of healing. In those days, I remember my sponsor in Alcoholics Anonymous in Jackson, Mississippi. He told me, you shouldn't worry about how the body works or study all these remedies and everything. That's why we have doctors. Let them worry about all that. Just do what the doctors tells you to do. Well, the doctor told me to get a liver transplant, and if I didn't, I was going to die. And I made up my mind I was not going to do either one. I wasn't going to get the transplant or going to die. And I wasn't going to do what the doctors told me. I wanted to keep my own liver, restore my liver health, My determination to get well outweighed the popular notion that just following the expert's advice, I guess I just did not make a good robot in order to be normal in a dumbed-down society. And you know what? They said I wasn't thinking right, and they called me delirious. Well, all right. I'm Johnny Delirious, but I got my own liver. I got my own health. I'm over 68 years old. I've been working in the laboratory for over 40 years. I still got my mind and my body and my health under my control. And I found a way to live that's free of virus and cirrhosis and chemical drugs. At work here are two important strategies. One was following through with my determination to survive, and the other was to find the therapies that worked. Determination was the drive for my mind, and the healing protocols were at work for my body. I knew the key was harmony of body, mind, and spirit. Sounds so simple enough, but how often do one or even two of those hold you back from your goals? Have you ever been depressed and not wanted to follow through with any things you want to do or can be done because you're too depressed? Or you've been too tired and did not want to do anything? Well, gosh, I sure have on both those been too depressed or too tired or just too bewildered to do anything. So what kept me going? The short answer was the ridicule. With 90% scar tissue gone, and over 12 million viral load that I had, I got rid of that too. You know, when I went into that Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson, Mississippi on Lakeland Parkway, there at University of Mississippi, they said I had less than 6 months to live. You got 96% scar tissue, 12 million hepatitis viral load. You're just not going to make it, Johnny. I refused their drug treatment and refused the liver transplant. The head doctor said I wasn't thinking right and said I was delirious. From then on, everyone was saying I was delirious and telling me I was going to die. To them, I was a zombie. At first, it made me angry, but then, in my spirit, I found peace. I decided and knew I was going to live. Growing up, I heard my father say the patients he helped in the hospital, who were the fighters, they survived. Bruce Lee, a true fighter, one of my greatest mentors and heroes, said, "The body follows the mind." And I also learned from many miracle recovery survivors that being happy was the most important thing. So I put it all together in the Master Survivor Program and called it Johnny's 80-20 Rule. The 80% was attitude, making a decision to live, being happy while you're fighting, and becoming your body's best friend. The other 20% was the new protocol that I developed, which is called the Master Survivor Program. Practicing the diet and cleansing and exercise to raise the immunity response. When I fully applied these new protocols, I went from 5.4 million viral load to non-detectable. I was so happy. Heck, I started at 12 million viral load and 96% scar tissue. Everyone said I was going to die. I just could not listen to them anymore. I said, no, I'm going to live. I'm going to be a master survivor. Now I had the roadmap to recovery, something that made sense to me. I provided a clear path to a long life without hepatitis or cirrhosis and a healthy liver. It was a path that I traveled and came out successful at the other end. Today I'm over 68 years old, and I may have lost a lot of my hair and hormones, but I still run every morning, go to the gym, walk every night. I'm doing everything I ever wanted to do. But the most important thing I want to do today is to help my patients become a master survivor. You think it's worth it to be delirious? You bet it is. I'm Johnny Delirious, and I'm a survivor. I'm the master survivor. Right now, we're going to take a deep dive looking at illness. You know, I've been showing you the whole show, this deep dive about illness. how they're trying to destroy us with their medical malpractice, how they're trying to destroy us with their food. Now they want us to quit eating meat. They're burning our food processing centers. They're cutting back all the imports of food. They want you to starve. They want you to die from a bioweapon. And if that doesn't get you, then maybe the chemicals in all the foods will make you become diabetic, and all of a sudden, you know, you'll get fatty liver and have a heart attack and die. One way or another, they're trying to eliminate you, 90% of the population. Ladies and gentlemen, just a few days ago, I found out that my contact tab didn't work, and I got it working again on my, you know, on my website. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. Like I said, Dr. Johnny is not here to win any popularity contest. The internet is not a level playing field. I don't do any advertising. All my business comes from word of mouth, by referral. So if you want a way to be above the tyranny, you want a way to have your mind and your body under your control. You want a way to avoid the jab. You want a way to avoid the COVID. You want a way to avoid disease and not get sick each and every day. Then consider being a master survivor. It's real easy. The master survivor will be here giving you tools you need to navigate through your life and the minefields of tyranny. The whole point is survival. The whole point is not to give up your free will. The whole point is to remember you have the power right in your hands to do anything you want. Don't let anybody ever take that away. It's time to take control and make it a better day for your life each and every day. If you control what you eat and keep your mind free of fear, and you follow the diet and supplement schedule, that HTMA, that hair tissue mineral analysis, you will be in control of your life. No matter what they do, the master survivor will bring you the tools to stay away from the mind control, to keep you your body healthy, to eat the right foods, to maintain happiness and contentment. Remember what Dr. Johnny's always said, even during the worst of times, being a master survivor is being a bug in the rug, and you will survive even when the tanks drive over. You will survive. I will be talking to you about everything that you need, and if you're my patient, my goal is to make sure you survive. That's what it's all about. And I've got the Master Survivor University for anybody that wants to become a Master Survivor Health Professional and help others become Master Survivor as well. The best way to prepare is to become a Master Survivor and adapt the Master Survivor program into your life. It's all about ancient wisdom solutions backed and validated by laboratory science to maintain our health, our integrity, our freedoms, and self-reliance. In other words, the purpose of the Master Survivor is to let you know the changes happen that affect our bodies and our minds, and how it always, you know, to be, how you can always be healthy, clear, and balanced. On all my shows, every Sunday, right here on freedomslips.com, Studio B at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, the Master Survivor will bring you the truth to help you stay clear of the tyranny. That's what my show is all about. Its ancient wisdom is today's greatest health secret. And I'm telling you, if you want to get started and become a master survivor, or start an exciting new career as a master survivor health professional, then go to themastersurvivor.com. And scroll down, you'll see the Master Survivor University. You can start there as the apprentice. You'll see the Master Survivor radio show, which we're doing right now. And you can hear any back shows if you want to hear any back shows if you missed some material. Or you can click on the Master Survivor program and get started on the best health and natural health program available today. My usual result is when I do article speeches and broadcasting is delivering original content that you don't hear anywhere else. On all my shows, I will present a newsflash of the dangers that you need to be aware of. I will provide the solutions as well. I'm not just preaching doom and gloom. I'm showing you what's going on and then how you can avoid it. And then I will provide solutions from the Greek and folk remedies and show you how to enhance and facilitate that with laboratory science. The Master Survivor Therapies is an all-encompassing, non-invasive protocol that will bring you to the pinnacle of natural health and avoid disease and sickness so you can achieve good health, happiness, and harmony in your life. There are many increasing trends in the general population, but most people overlook. And that biggest trend right now is morbidity, mortality. I'm telling you, people don't have the answers, but Dr. Johnny does. And I'm telling you, if you want to become above all the sickness and pain and tyranny that we live in this world, there's enough of it. I don't have to tell you how bad it is. You know it's bad. I want to bring you out of that, bring you into the Master Survivor. For less than $500, folks. Less than $500, you get a complete health protocol to help you stay on top of your game and not get sick again. At the very least, go for the Master Survivor program. You know, click on my website, themastersurvivor.com, and then click on the Master Survivor program. At the very least, get the hair tissue mineral analysis. Only $226. A check to Dr. Johnny. Send me some hair. I'll run that in the lab, and then we'll go over your chemistry and give you a roadmap for your wellness based on food. Have a good week, everybody. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
She travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows.